Hey, good evening, and welcome to the Empowerment. Hey, good evening, and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your host, Valerie Burrell. Grateful and thankful to all of you on this wonderful Mother's Day, this glorious Sunday. This is the day the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing and glad in it. It has been a phenomenal day for us. We are super excited as parents, and one of our daughters was married on today. And what better Mother's Day gift for me than to see my daughter happy and married to a phenomenal young man. On tonight, our topic is talking about I'll always love my mother. I'll always love my mother. And I'm grateful my husband is here with me, Apostle Benny, and we're just going to share memories as both of our mothers passed away, but they left something for us to hold on to, bits and nuggets, for us to hold on to and things that we can pass on to our children. And so this evening, we just want to share with you the importance of having the right relationship with a mother and how those things that you gain from your mother, those things that are instilled in you, will carry you throughout your life. So this time, I'm going to turn it over to my husband and allow him to just share your heart with him about his relationship with his mother. Hey, babe.
Again, good evening and happy Mother's Day. As some mothers are still here and some are gone. But one of the things that we have to remember when we're talking about mothers is that there's an instruction, and you know, we always go to the Word because that's what keeps us going in the right direction. But I can recall just the many times that I had discussions with my mother when she was living, and just always encouraging others. She was a lady that always spoke highly of others. Can't remember a time hearing her say anything bad about anybody. So it's important that we remember that we don't just honor our mother on today, but on every day. I know that myself, I think about what would she want me to do? Who would she want me to be? Why I'm going through this life's journey? And it's just wow, just so important to remember the things that she shared with me. I'm one of seven kids that my mother had. Two are deceased now, and both were great mothers. But again, just remembering her on this day is a good thing. But I spend my life's journey just doing some of the things that she taught me to do, being that person that would look up to people, inspire people. She was a great coach, and it's just amazing that, you know, those are the things that I can recall about her. Just not being someone that could say they were a mother, but one that inspired people. All of her grandkids, she inspired them to reach higher and higher, and I can see some of, especially the grandkids, that she was attached to just doing some of the things that she had encouraged them to do. But honoring our mother, as I said, just don't start today. We must remember to just keep ourselves focused, whether they're here in our presence or have transitioned on, we still have to spend the time to honor them. And I look at it like this, is I spend all of my time trying to do what I know she would want me to do and doing nothing, though she's not here, to dishonor her. Mm-hmm. And so that, to me, is not just what Mother's Day is all about, but being all you can be, because the seed that was sown by your mother should bring you to a point of saying, I will not do anything to dishonor my mother. And so that's what I try to do, is try to live my life just like she did, inspiring others, but also remembering that it's my time to do the things that she would have had wanted me to do as I move through this life journey.
Thanks, Gabe. Again, we are here with family, even now as we're celebrating the union of my daughter Andrea to her now husband, Frank Nelson. And one point of the service, they did a memorial to grandparents. And that was not just a testament to me, but to the impact of a mother's love. And, you know, one thing that I've learned and I continue to learn is that a mother's love is not always acknowledged the same way. It's not always understood the same way. But a mother's love, when given to her children, can make an impact that's very lasting. And it'll be seed for them, even in how they nurture their own children in days to come. And so, you know, this evening we just wanted to come to you just for a few minutes to encourage you to take the time. If you've not reached out to your mother, you know, sometimes there are relationships where parents aren't close to their children and there have been disagreements in the family. And, you know, today let's put all of that aside. Let's reach out to our mothers. There's some who maybe have been adopted. There are some who have been orphaned. And, you know, there are a lot of different situations that take place in the lives of individuals. But someone gave birth to you. Someone has nurtured you. Someone has cared for you. And today we just want to share with you to show love. Show love. And if your mother has passed, remember her and honor her. For many of us, we have a relationship with Christ, but yet we don't have a relationship with our mother and father. That's something to look at, something to think about, and something to do something about. So again, we just say we love you. We pray that everybody is having a phenomenal Mother's Day. But we also want this to be a day that you love God, love God, love God, love God, and embrace all that he has to your life in pursuing purpose. And in that, by doing that and understanding who he is, then you will indeed take time to honor those that you should honor and do all that you can do. Close it up there.
Again, you know, as I have said just briefly, just having a mother to be able to set your eyes on and be able to touch is a good thing. But when they're gone, you can still be connected. And it is good. And it is all good. And you know you're doing everything in your power to be able to honor them, honor your mother, as you should. So, again, this was a good day. We had a daughter that was married on Mother's Day. And really good, a good day to celebrate your mother has some good traits himself. So we honor them today as well, you know, being who they are and recognizing their mothers this day by doing some of the things that they were struggling to do as a kid. We're just thankful for the God this day that we can continue to move forward and remembering that the mother is to be honored, not on this day, but every day thereafter. We thank you, Father, for all that you do, all that you've done. And we pray that on this day that people will realize that a mother is not just to be celebrated on one day of the year, but celebrated, honored on every day. And Lord, we just thank you, for you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. Oh, Father, we just thank you for that. We just thank you. And we know that all the plans that you have for us were in the beginning, even as we started our lives. So, Father, we just thank you that we will be able to continue to do your will in the name of Jesus. And we just can't say thank you enough for the things that you're doing right now for the mothers. And Lord, we just continue to pray for those mothers that may have some kids that are not attached to them, that have gone astray. But Father, we know that they will return. And we pray that you would continue to lead and guide those prayers of those of the mothers, that their kids will understand them better and better by and by. So, Father, thank you again for this day, Lord, that they could take the time to celebrate mothers. Oh, Lord, we just thank you. In the name of Jesus, amen. And as we always say here on the Empowerment Play, when you have been empowered, take the time to empower someone else. We just thank you this evening and say goodbye until next Sunday.